myself.
C
F
G
Q
Calgary.
Hey, it's Dave Grohl.
Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan.
This is Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkin.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
Tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I'll melt all the things I said. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know. Just to show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Run, run, run.
Podcast.
More like I was voluntold to explain Iconic Alternative. Fine. It's a bunch of classic alternative songs and bands, you know, like The Cure and Green Day, The Talking Heads, blah, blah, blah. It's me, Mr. Wonderful. It's Cool Guy.
I'm Cool Guy. I'm cool, which is cool.
It's Nice Lady.
Hi, I'm Nice Lady.
And the idea is to just have some fun and play some good songs and lean on some memories of a simpler time with really fun music.
We call it Calgary's Iconic Alternative, 107.3 The Edge.
Iconic Alternative anyway.
But I'm a creep.
Let me tell you, it's a bunch of this.
I stay for a white wedding.
It's some of this.
Come as you are. I gotta take it on the other side.
And to make it spicy.
I'm only happy when it rains.
See? One good song after another.
I like it.
This is 1073 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative. Another Canadian artist.
Now with 20 tariffs.
107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
I tried to take her home. She said, you don't stand a chance. I'm the closest thing my mother had to a daughter. I used to be ashamed of that, but now I'm kind of flattered. I learned that my weakness is a weapon anyway. So I haven't touched a pretty thing in 40 days.
With diabetes, think pharmacist. Your pharmacist can help make it easier and, if appropriate, offer services like on-site A1C average blood sugar testing, lifestyle support, and more. Book an appointment today at shoppersdrugmart.ca/diabetes.
Nobody needs to get hurt.
Rick and Morty, new season, Sundays on Adult Swim. Stream on Stack TV.
When you get into a new Tundra, you might suddenly find yourself towing a vintage wooden boat to the lake. Not because you know anything about boats or wood, but because you know you can. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 double cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $6,699 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
No one roasts marshmallows better than me.
It's done.
Trust me. There it is. Crispy on the outside and
crispy on the inside. Want some?
No. Go long with Petro-Canada. Earn Canadian Tire money with Triangle Rewards whenever you fuel up at Petro-Canada and get a little more out of your long weekend moments.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Ah, summer in Canada. It's a rite of passage. Trips to the cottage, backyard barbecues, long nights, and heat waves. So look forward to all summer has to offer. Reliance Home Comfort has you covered. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 and pay zero upfront on standard installation of a new air conditioner. So to beat the heat, come home to cool comfort and save up to $1,000 with zero upfront on a new AC.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Is it your time for the win of a lifetime? Because it's Calgary Stampede Lottery's time. Win over $2.3 million in prizes, including the $1.49 million Dream Home. Buy tickets today for a chance to win our Early Bird Prize, a 2025 GMC Yukon Denali, valued at over $100,000. Get your tickets before time runs out at calgarystampede.com/lotteries. Tickets sold only in Alberta. 18 plus, please play responsibly. License number 730-163-165 and 166.
Real Canadian Superstore is calling for sizzling bites. Sink your teeth into our new PC Halifax-inspired Donair beef burgers, only $12 a pack, and made with delicious Canadian beef. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Hey, hun, did you see if last week's hail dented the shed?
No, but yesterday's hail definitely found the fence.
Well, today's hail got the car out front. At least now it matches the fence.
That is one way of looking at it.
Severe weather in Alberta is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
Being a music fan in the 80s and 90s was different. We had to work several hours at minimum wage to earn enough money so we could travel through time and space to a record store to buy a piece of plastic, which we'd then take home and hope that we liked most of the songs on it. The best songs from those pieces of plastic are now right here. Convenient, right? We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
You just sit back and enjoy the magic of rock.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Time right behind my back.
Because music should be free.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Alternative.
She's a guilty canvas.
It's time for
Calgary Stampeders football. The red and white play here on 107.3 The Edge.
Exciting day of the week.
It's Stampeders game day on QR Calgary 770.
Our CFL Hall of Famer Mark Stephen is back with all the action, while Greg Peterson provides instant analysis. Jock Wilson and Dave McIver round out the team, providing in-depth coverage of the game.
QR Calgary is also proud to welcome back our title sponsor, your Alberta Ford dealers.
Our 90-minute pregame starts right now on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
And welcome back to another season of Stampeder football for the Alberta Ford dealers right here on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge. I am Jock Wilson alongside of Dave McIver. We are live on location at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Mark Stephen and Greg Peterson, the longest-serving play-by-play team in the Canadian Football League. They are live at Starlight Stadium on Vancouver Island. They will have exclusive radio play-by-play action of the Stamps and the Lions coming your way in about 90 minutes. The 2025 preseason opener for the Calgary Stampeders, and it goes today. As we kick off another pregame show this afternoon, I do want to flash back first to a very, very, very busy offseason for this football club. 2024 was not a fun year for the Calgary Stampeders. You know that. I know that. We all know that. Only 5 wins for this football club, dead freaking last. This team missed the playoffs for the first time in 20 years, and that meant change was in the air.
Dave will be our general manager and head coach in 2025. Since he's taken over as head coach, he's got a record of 84 wins, 53 losses, and one tie. He's taken us to 3 consecutive Grey Cups, and he's won a championship in 2018. And he's earned the right and the opportunity to turn this around in 2025.
Every person needs to look and mirror and improve, and that's every single area of our team. And there needs to probably be at least a reset. And I'm involved in that.
It all happened so fast, man. It happened so fast. Like, I was talking to Demario Houston, and we were just talking scenarios and things like that. And I told him, I was like, hey, you know, I would love to come over there and be a piece to the puzzle. 10, 15 minutes later, I get a call from Rick Maven, and he said, we executed a deal to Calgary. And I said, awesome.
Change are tough. It's exciting on one hand. Really think Flo is someone that will make us better.
At first, I was shocked, but I was also excited. You know, if I had to get traded, that I would go back to some place where I know really well and with people that I know and have won with.
You know, we came into the year with some things we said we got to do differently. And the first thing was we were going to change the dynamics of the quarterback room. So we did that. And the next thing we do is we wanted to get a dynamic edge pass rusher. We did that. And then we wanted to be able to get size on the back end to tackle better, to stop the run, to have some guys, some beef in the inside. And we did that. And then we said we need to have, if can, get some height, get some playmakers, get some guys that just go get the ball in one-on-one matchups, and we did that. So, yes, I think we accomplished what we need to. Proof of the pudding is get out on the field and see what we can do.
Well, the one thing we're going to do is we're going to play hard, and we're going to be physical, and we're going to be fundamentally sound. And I know that's coach speak, but I really believe the more I coach and the longer I've been in this, the technique work, drill work, and just being really good at your craft is how you win consistently.
You know, the last 5 wins last year, it wasn't good enough. I was determined, look, we need to make some bold moves and make some changes. And, you know, sometimes change is good. You know, we've changed out a few coaches. You know, it was sad to see some of my good friends move on. But, you know, they all kind of land on their feet. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy for their families. But we need to change some things up. And I think we have accomplished that based on, you know, a couple of the trades we've made as well as some of these new blood we've brought in.
The 2026 Grey Cup has been awarded to the Calgary Stampeders. to the city of Calgary and to the province of Alberta. And on behalf of the Board of Governors, our heartfelt congratulations, and we are looking forward to one of the great Grey Cup parties of all time.
Calgary, it is Brett Michaels. I cannot wait to see you Thursday, July 3rd. We are about to make CFL history in the city of Red. We're going to bring it to the stadium, mash up our CFL football, our rock and roll, bring in all the poison hits, all killer, no filler. I will see you there Thursday, July 3rd. Be ready to rock. I can't wait. And look, I got the custom hat to prove it.
With the first pick in the 2025 CFL Draft, the Calgary Stampeders select Damian Alford, wide receiver, Utah.
It's really, I started playing football because of my friends. I didn't want to play football, but they told me every day to go practice, and they just made it fun for me. And just the guys that I met, that's exactly what the guys I crossed paths with in college and everything, like they made me feel that way. So that's really why I love the game of football.
Anton, this is Bob Slowick. I'm the defensive coordinator here at the Stampeders, and we just drafted you and are jacked up, excited to have you as one of the Stamps. I hope you are too. Yeah, this is for real. No prank call. This isn't like the NFL. We don't have any prank calls here, so yeah, this is real.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's going to be a great environment. The sidelines are wider, softer, but I think everyone was happy getting the new surface. And whoever's in charge at McMahon, they did a nice, really nice job. It feels good. It looks good. It's going to be a positive for our club.
Yeah, new turf, new faces, a brand new era for the Calgary Stampeder Football Club as we kick off 2025, Dave McIver. And it really is interesting because, holy cow, you had Dave Dickinson retained. That didn't sit well with some fans. You had the two big trades, one with the BC Lions, one with the Toronto Argonauts. You had some free agent signings. You had some coaches leave. You had some new faces come in on the coaching staff. And when it's all said and done, you look at the off season for the Calgary Stampeder Football Club. This is not a reset. This is, in fact, a rebuild for the Calgary Stampeder Football Club.
Absolutely, Jock. First off, phenomenal work on that opening production.
Thank
there,
you,
pal. That was excellent. No, I think that this is a football club that had a bunch of its supporters clamoring for change in the offseason. And, yeah, there were a lot out there, as you mentioned, looking for a new head coach, a new GM. Didn't get that, but they got change. This is a completely different football club than last year. I think if you look at the receiving group, you look at the quarterbacks, obviously, and you look at, the defense is almost completely different. So is it going to be a team that is dominant? Well, we're going to see, but there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. But if you want to change, that's what you got.
You certainly did get change for this football club, and that is a very, very good thing because, you know, you look at some of those changes. You've got eight new faces on the coaching staff. You have two new coordinators, Craig Dickinson, your special teams coordinator. Obviously, you've got a new defensive coordinator as well as Bob Slowick, you know, gets promoted from that to position. Technically, we could have 10 new faces start on the defensive side of the ball. That's where the intrigue is for me heading into this season, because I look at the team offensively. I'm excited about Vernon Adams. I'm excited about PJ Walker. I'm excited about the new receivers. I think the offensive line is going to be okay. I just don't know where this team is going to stand defensively.
And that's the thing. We aren't going to know until we get 2-3 weeks into the season, right? Because it's so hard in preseason, Jock. What, they have 60 guys dressed today? Like, it's so hard to see what type of team this is going to be defensively come week one. But I think when you get 2-3-4 weeks into the year, you're going to have a pretty good idea of how this team has to win football games, and will it be scoring a ton of points? It might be with that many new faces on the defensive side.
And then you add in the exciting announcements like, you know, the 2026 Grey Cup being held in Calgary, which surprised a lot of people. A lot of people thought it would go to Edmonton. You get the brand new Stampede Bowl, which is going to be a feature highlight game this coming season. Hey, there is some reason to be excited for a fan.
I think that the Stampede Bowl is a great initiative, obviously headed by Jay McNeil, the president of this club, and of course the Calgary Stampede. So many years, right, Jock? How many years have they avoided even being in town during that 10-day stretch? Mm-hmm. And now you're embracing it. Now you're going to try and be a part of it. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot more as we get closer come out to how this partnership is going to work. So I love the initiatives off the field that Jay has been trying to bring since he's been in his role for the past, or been back with the club for the past, so what, 2.5, 3 years now? I think the Stampede Bowl is going to be excellent. And, you know, maybe it creates just that one more rivalry game. What did you think of the trophy, though? I got to ask.
Well, you know, hey, the trophy is exciting. And will it be a regular feature between Calgary and Winnipeg? Who knows? There's some money on the line, you know, for charity. I think is fantastic. And I don't know how it's going to play out. I really don't, because I get the Calgary Stampede is an identity in itself. And the Calgary Stampeders, as you said, have always tried to avoid the Stampede Bowl. So let's hope they can make it exciting, and let's hope they can bring some of that sizzle, that Stampede sizzle, to the Calgary Stampeder Football Club. And why not? You've got a great partnership with the Calgary Stampede, so bring it on.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be great. I can't wait till what's that, July 3rd, that game goes. Yep. Jock, can't wait for that one. I'm guessing that, you know, there will be some sort of, hey, buy a ticket here, get in here, or maybe the other way around, whatever it is. But when you look at trying to spice up a game in early July, right around Canada Day, right around that long weekend, and then into Stampede, it's going to be a fun one. Let's just hope the weather cooperates.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, you look at the Calgary Stampeders and the players they lost in the offseason. Micah Awe now with the BC Lions. Kobe Williams goes to Edmonton. Matt Schultz, you know, he goes to Ottawa. Tommy Stevens is now number 3 in Saskatchewan. Ryson John is with the BC Lions. Tyson Middlemost goes to Edmonton. Sean McEwen, that's a big loss in the offensive line. He goes to Saskatchewan. Mike Rose goes to Saskatchewan from the defensive line. James Vaughters is now in Winnipeg. Peyton Logan, the Stamps returner, goes to Winnipeg. Cody Grace is in Edmonton. Demario Houston was released. Julian Hauser is back in Hamilton. Jake Mayer is now quarterback number 2 in Saskatchewan. Cam Judge traded to the Toronto Argonauts. Mark and Michelle unsigned. Trey Roberson unsigned. You know, I'm probably missing a few as well. The text line is always open, 403-974-8255. Ryan, listening in Abu Dhabi, he's a big Calgary Stampeder fan. He says, Jock, I really like the moves the team made on offense this season, but I am worried about the lack of leadership and experience on defense. I like Hicks. I like Flo. Love Ben LeBrosse. But which other defensive players are you expecting to step up this year? And, you know, that's probably a better question for Greg Peterson a little bit later on when he joins us. But from an off-season perspective, Did any one move surprise you, Mr. McIver?
Sean McEwen, I thought, was one that was kind of a lock. You shouldn't say that in the CFL, because you talk about the movement you just did there, and then you mm-hmm. look at all the other teams. Let's be honest, players move in this league, Jock. But I thought Sean McEwen was a guy that was going to be back. Was surprised that he wasn't. And then Tommy Stevens. I know that we have differing opinions on what the third role of the quarterback should do, but when I've always was a huge fan of Stevens, and it was almost a guaranteed first down whenever it was short yardage for Tommy Stevens, so I thought he would possibly be back behind PJ Walker. But hey, look, that's the reality of playing in this league. When you have to make one move, it often is costing you in maybe the same spot or another spot. So, yeah, those would be two for me. And I think that it'll be a big test for the guys filling in for them to see what they can do, because those are two big-name players that brought key parts of your game.
Mr. Stevens was Mr. Automatic when it came to short yardage situations, but that number 3 quarterback position really has to be a development position. So that's why I'm intrigued. We know Vernon Adams is number 1. We know PJ Walker is going to be number 2. He gets the start in this football game today. You know, does Logan Bonner get that number 3 spot? You know, he did get the one mercy start last season. You know, does Josh Love get the start? You know, Quincy Vaughn could be that next short yardage stud. He was a draft pick from the Calgary Stampeders, more of a fullback, but a former quarterback, and again, interesting to watch. But yeah, one of the many storylines that we are heading in to this game today. But we got to take a quick time out, our first time out here on the pregame show. Very busy show coming your way again this afternoon. We're going to hear from Stampeder quarterback PJ Walker. We're going to hear from Damian Alford, the Stamps' number number one pick overall in the CFL draft. And, of course, we're going to check in with Stampeder head coach and general manager Dave Dickinson on the Coach's Show. When we come back, however, we're going to take a quick look at the other side. The BC Lions also going through a little bit of a reset. Maybe you could call it a rebuild as well. We're going to hear from their general manager, Ryan Rigmaiden. We're going to do that when we come back. This is the Stampeder pregame show. Thanks so much for listening to QR Calgary on 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%, plus a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
What better way to enjoy the only Friday the 13th in 2025 than enjoying the ultimate viewing and dance party for the all-time cult classic, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Friday, June 13th, inside the Chrome Showroom at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Rocky Horror-themed attire is encouraged, so be sure to bring your most becoming self to this 18-plus party like no other. Live performances, interactive zones, and themed dances. You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show like this. Tickets on sale now at DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over three decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And welcome back to the pregame show. I'm Dave McIver with Jock Wilson. When the Stamps are on the road, so are Jock and I, as we are live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino, counting you down to kickoff between the Calgary Stampeders and BC Lions, the first CFL preseason game. And let's take a look at those BC Lions as we take a look at the other side. And Jock, you can say the Calgary Stampeders, they went through some major changes in the offseason. And, well, after a failed chance to make it to a home Grey Cup last year, the BC Lions are looking a little different as well. Today on the other side, Mark Steven catches up with the man who made a lot of those changes as he chats with BC Lions General Manager Ryan Rigmaiden.
BC Lions General Manager Ryan Rigmaiden. And, Ryan, let's get right to the topic at hand here. New coach, Buck Pierce, just tell me how he's fitting in his first camp.
Yeah, no, he's been tremendous. The buy-in, you know, starting in the offseason has been awesome. We've never had more offseason participants in our offseason program. The kind of accountability and expectation he has set has been the foundation of what we'll do to move forward. So it's been tremendous. You get to see the offseason version of that. And then obviously on the field now, you get to see it all come to fruition. So it's been fun to watch.
Well, speaking of the offseason, Nathan Rourke named the number one quarterback, of course. Saw him out there on the field shoveling some rare snow in Vancouver to get the field working. But, just how about him without the distraction? Look, Vernon Adams, great quarterback as well. But, you know, there was two starting quarterbacks in your dressing room last year, and now you've got the number one guy, Rourke. How's he doing after the 2024 season?
Yeah, tremendous. You know, he's been one of the guys that's been in lockstep with Buck in terms of learning this offense and what it is in the off season. I think we're day six today out here, and really only day two in Pat. So, you know, it's a slow starting process, but you know, Nathan's superpower is his ability to process and get the ball out and know what he's doing, and I think in any offense. And so you can see that clearly already on day five or six, whatever it is now. So we've all got a long way to go to master this system, but in terms of what we expect him to be and what we expect him to do on the field, I think we're off to a great start.
You sat down, right, took over, you looked over the roster, you looked over your program. What's the area now that you want to improve? Is there one position group that maybe you're paying a little more attention to, or what's sort of the master plan for the Lions in 25?
Yeah, we felt like we had to get better on the offensive line. I think that's something that every team, no matter how good your O-line is, they always want to get better. For us, that was a glaring need. And so we made the trade for Dejon Allen, former All-Star and Offensive Lineman of the Year. We're hoping to get him on the field soon. He's got a little bit of a back issue right now, and we're going to wait and see on that, just a little bit more precautionary, just to make sure we do it right rather than do it fast. But, you know, identifying that offensive line and adding the ingredients that are going to help make us successful was big. So George Una, who was the number one pick for us last year, he's going to be given every opportunity to win that right guard job. And then we brought in some vets behind him to round that unit out. But at the end of the day, we feel like we've got the talent here to do just that.
A game 8 days after camp begins, I guess not much you can do about it, but is it good to throw guys into a game situation, or would you rather have more time? I mean, I guess it just is what it is kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, I think everybody'd like to have more time, but there is an advantage. You know, you get through with that game, and then I think we've got 13 days of uninterrupted camp. And so there's an advantage with that as well. But, you know, it's a good opportunity for the young guys to get out there. We're going to take mostly young guys, and we're going to let these rookies go out and go give them an opportunity to be successful.
Thank you, Mark. Your Alberta Ford Dealers kickoff countdown clock says we're 69 minutes away from kickoff here on QR Calgary. Jock, what are your thoughts on the Lions? Because it's weird coming into this season thinking that maybe your biggest question mark is the guy who you thought was the savior coming back last year in Nathan Rourke.
First of all, I want to thank the BC Lions for helping the Calgary Stampeders in the offseason. And, of course, going over the salary cap did benefit the Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders got an extra first-round pick, Chris Fortin, on the offensive line. We'll see if he becomes a stud. I did my way too early CFL power rankings earlier on Sports Talk with Jock. I have the BC Lions number 9. I really don't know what to expect from this team. I have the Calgary Stampeders number 8, by the way. So it's one of those situations. The BC Lions success really does fall on the shoulders of the quarterback, Nathan Rourke. Are we going to see the Nathan Rourke of 2022? Are we going to see the Nathan Rourke that came back to the Canadian Football League last year and really did struggle and stumble? As Ryan McMaiden just said, they have to improve their offensive line for Nathan Rourke to have some success. You know, they've got Jeremiah Mazzoli as their backup. Nathan Rourke apparently is going to take the first reps of this game today, but we're not going to see a lot of them. But hey, the BC Lions, if they have success this year, it is going to fall squarely on the shoulders of their quarterback.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it, Jock, because that offensive line 2 years ago when Nathan Rourke was lighting up the CFL, yeah, was one of the best offensive lines in the CFL. He came back last year and he did not have that luxury, and it showed the way he produced and the way, yeah, he came in, and the way that the BC Lions ended up falling short of that home Grey Cup that they were so desperately trying to get to. So obviously a bunch of changes in BC, bunch of changes in Calgary. Will we see all those players on the field tonight? We'll see most of them, and we'll get to see what kind of, at least for the Lions, we'll see most of them, and we'll get to see what kind of impact they can have. So looking forward to being back, Jock, and this one, of course, today. Once again, Shane Holmes partnering with Kids Up Front for another season through its fantastic Yards for Kids program. For every Stampeder yard gained on offense this season, Shane Holmes donates $1 to Kids Up Front. Last year, the Stamps offense raised $6,373. And Jock, as always, Shane Holmes bumping that up. Calgary's favorite home builder bumping that up to $10,000. Be nice if they just hit $10,000 this year, eh?
Hey, wouldn't that be nice? You know, the Calgary Stampeder offense did stumble a little bit last year. We all know that. We talked about it earlier, though. What's going to happen this year under Vernon Adams and, you know, this new look receiving core? I hope they can knock it out of the ballpark and raise a lot of money for children's charities.
Shane Holmes, if it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Holmes, Calgary's favorite home builder. When we come back on the pregame show, we will go around the CFL for Furnace Family. Our play-by-play man, Mark Steven, joins the pregame show. And I know Mark is itching to get this season started. You found your home for Stampeders football on QR Calgary and online at qrcalgary.com.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over three decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And welcome back to Stampeder Football, the pregame show. Jock Wilson, Dave McIver. We are live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Right now it's time to go around the CFL for the Furness family. And this is the time we bring in our longtime CFL Hall of Fame voice, Mark Stephen, who is joining us from Langford, British Columbia, very close to Victoria Starlight Stadium. Mark, did you ever think you'd be broadcasting a game from Starlight Stadium?
No, because until a few weeks ago, I never heard of it, so that was one of the problems. So, but here, it's actually a very nice stadium. Look, it's a stadium that does host big events. The PFC team in the Canadian Professional Soccer League is here. It's hosts a lot of rugby events, too. It's kind of the unofficial home of Rugby Canada. So they have hosted big events here. You know, there's a whole set of stands on the north side of the stadium, about 14 rows deep. It goes end zone to end zone and some at the other end of the stadium. So it's a nice compact stadium. It's about 6,500. I think they'll have a good crowd here today.
For a preseason game, I thought the game was sold out, Mark.
That's a sellout.
That's a sellout. There you go. Yeah. So hopefully we will see a sellout for this game, which is fantastic. Hey, lots to talk about. We will talk about the Calgary Stampeders in just a second. But since this feature is called Around the CFL for the Furness family, let's quickly go around the CFL. First, the CFL has a new commissioner. Replacing Andy Ambrosi is Stuart Johnson, the 15th commissioner in CFL history. And, Mark, before we get you to weigh in, maybe we should just hear from Stuart Johnson, because his number one goal, his number one priority, and so many commissioners have said this in the past, he needs to get a younger fan base. What's his plan? Here's the commissioner.
On day one, two thoughts are key focus for me. First is more short term. It's